So why did Whale Arts apply for Neighbourhood News?
Whale, along with a range of community and academic partners in Wester Hills, have been working on a range of social history projects with that utilise the archive of the original Sentinel newspaper, latterly the West Edinburgh Times. And from that, had identified demand locally for a local source of news and information. We recognised that the print costs involved with traditional press had proved problematic for the Sentinel, and given the emphasis that a lot of our work with the academic partners have had focused around digital technology, we decided to try and push for a hyper-local community news site.
Can you explain what your project in partnership with Carnegie UK Trust involves?
The Carnegie funding was really pivotal for us. It allowed us to seed fund not only the recruitment of a community media development worker to support the training of local community reporters, but also to establish the look and feel of the Digital Sentinel site. So whilst prior to support from Carnegie, we had registered the domain and made a start to try and to get the site up and running, but that was limited due to a lack of resource. So the investment from Carnegie really helped to take an early stage idea into a fully fledged community news site.
What feedback have you received from local residents in Wester Hills?
The feedback has been broadly very positive. So in the first year, we had about 40 local people involved in creating news or sharing stories for the site. I think it was about 1,400 separate viewers of the page. We've also had mixed feedback as well around how people are engaging with that in terms of digital participation, digital exclusion. So there are a number of local residents who are interested in the Sentinel or the Digital Sentinel, but unable to access it online. So we are looking as well at how we might be able to support limited print runs, for example, to help increase the profile and engagement.
What lessons have you learned from delivering your local news project? What have been your main successes and challenges?
I think one key lesson is that we need to look beyond the digital technology to how we can support local people to engage that with the site and with creating content. It's also taken more effort and resource than I'd expected to get community partners involved in sharing their news and information on a regular basis. We have been lucky to secure the services of a community reporter, a trainee community reporter through Community Jobs Scotland for a 6-month period. And having that dedicated resource has really helped to take the range of content and the frequency with which it's been added to a new stage as well. So ultimately, it's about persevering, recognising that digital has a part to play in the local news, but also we need to be able to use that as a way of engaging with the community more widely.
What kind of support would be helpful in growing and sustaining the Digital Sentinel?
I think at the moment, we've got to the point where the technical side of things around the site, it's functioning pretty well, so the look and feel of it is there. It's more of a question of how we build on that to use the Digital Sentinel as a tool or a vehicle to engage with the community more widely. That might involve supporting local community campaigns. It might involve looking for longer-term resource to use that as a training facility or an employability opportunity. We have found limited success, I guess, in training and retaining community reporters, or local community reporters at least. So we're looking at a range of options as to what a sustainable model for the Digital Sentinel might be.